Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Hey there. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise. My name is Tora, and I am so stoked for today's episode. It's going to be just so chill. It's going to be the best way to describe it. We're going to be talking with Mr. Glenn J. McDonald. Now, he is a friend of mine back when he used to live in Edmonton. We worked in radio together. That's kind of how I met him. But now he lives in Victoria. He's doing his super cool music scene. And I have it's called my CanCon playlist. And it's just a big playlist of just Canadian content. I was listening to it on Shuffle the other day. And one of Glenn's songs came on and I literally stopped in my tracks and I was like, what is this song again? This is absolutely beautiful. And then I had to look and it was Glenn and I was like, oh, I gotta get him on the show. And he just released a song not too long ago. So I was like, perfect timing. So reached out to him, got him on the show. I'm really stoked to touch base with you again. Before we get too into it, I always like to just get the show started though. I'll just let you, Glenn, tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey with music, and kind of your shtick.
Well, thanks for having me, Tora. Yes, I am Glenn. I am from the sprawling metropolis of Edmonton originally, and now I live in Victoria and am doing lots of fun music stuff there. I play currently in 3 bands. All of them are lovely and spectacular. You should check them out. I'm hosting a summer open mic in Victoria, which is a free open mic outside in a field that gives priority sign up to newcomers and women and people of color, because sometimes the music scenes can be a bit homogenous, so it's good to have as many people represented as possible, especially the newcomers. So often we'll have people come and play who've never played for a crowd before, and then they go up there and rock it, and it just makes my heart swell.
Oh, that's absolutely magical. And yeah, you do so many things with music. I think it's really cool. So I'm excited to dive a little bit deeper into all of your projects that you're doing. One of my other favorites we'll talk about in a little bit here was that kids sing-along thing on YouTube. Yeah, I'm gonna bring that up. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But first, I just want to talk about your newest single that you put out not too long ago, Part-Time Criminal. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, so the song is sort of roundabout, a little bit about a relationship with one of my friends, but I started writing it. I was working part-time at a mushroom farm, and I thought that the idea of part-time criminal is kind of a funny thing, and I thought I should write a song about it. And then it sort of morphed into something else. But yeah, that is the impetus for that song. It sort of is a foray into more of kind of an upbeat electronic thing at the end, which I really like experimenting with my MIDI keyboard and stuff as much as possible when recording. So yeah, I'm happy you liked it.
I loved like the snow. I do find all your cover images are actually really interesting to look at. And especially this fun, just like, is it a snowman? Fun little snowman?
Sorry, yeah, no, I'm generally opposed to using AI art, which is something I see a lot for singles. And so I just went through my camera roll and found a fun picture of a snowman, which I thought was kind of pleasing to the eye. So it's not necessarily connected to the song in any meaningful way, but there it is.
Well, we will spin Part-Time Criminal in just a sec here, but I wanna talk about my good friend Glenn real quick before we do that. You did a little YouTube stint there with, was it Mount Everest?
Yes.
Tell me a bit about that and the adorable little puppet.
Yeah, so that's Frumpy. Frumpy and I are very good friends. Frumpy and I felt that there was a lot of kind of, for lack of a better word, not trash, but there's a lot of things going out on the internet that maybe aren't the best things for kids to be consuming. Things that maybe amplify feelings of anxiety or isolation or general phone addiction, things like that. So we thought, why don't we take this opportunity to write some fun songs with a puppet and maybe put some more goodness out into the world, which is something the world needs, I think.
I think you absolutely nailed it. We're actually going to spin one of the songs from my good friend Glenn, your little TV show there. I want to play the Earth song because I absolutely love that. Why don't you tell us a bit about that song first?
Wow. I haven't watched these. We did these videos like quite a long time ago, but the Earth song is just about loving the Earth, I think, and getting outside and doing your best.
Oh, it was. And honestly, if you're listening and you have kids, I cannot recommend enough for you to go check out my good friend Glenn videos. They just have such a fun, like a Sesame Street kind of vibe to them, where Glenn is just singing with this puppet named Frumpy. And it just, like, even as a full adult, I've watched every video and I've really enjoyed them.
Well, thank you, Tora.
We're going to spin Part-Time Criminal and The Earth Song right away here. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about one of your albums that you got out.
Walking away with you so I can split myself in two. I'm walking away with you to the light side of the dark night, yeah, yeah. I'm walking away with you so I can follow through. I'm walking away with you, I leave skin behind, cause I've already done that. I got no place to go, they're just somebody I used to know. I gotta take it slow, cause I'm a part-time criminal. Something I gotta know, because I've got these feelings and I just can't let them go. It's gotta go on this show, cause I'm a part-time criminal.
Yeah.
You trying to play some hopscotch?
Where should we go? Is there a part of you I don't wanna know? I'm thinking being in control, but there's a rhythm and rhyme, like an alabaster fruit fly. Where have you gone, my love? Wanna talk, go sweep it under the rug. Give me forgiveness, hug right by your side. Is a lemon scented alibi? I got no place to go, they're just somebody I used to know. I've gotta take it slow, cause I'm a part-time criminal. Something I gotta know, because I've got these feelings and I just can't let them go. It's gotta go on this show, cause
in space.
While in space?
Yeah, shooting through the galaxy at a very, very, very fast pace.
How fast, Glenn?
30 kilometers per second.
Wow!
It orbits around the sun. It takes a year. It's super fun. Now everybody sing along about the Earth.
Earth, Earth,
Earth. Yeah, the Earth. The Earth. Everybody loves the Earth. Yeah, the Earth.
Earth.
Everybody loves the Earth.
Yay!
Hooray! Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Everybody
loves the Earth. They got cats and dogs and sheep and geese. They got farms and beavers and monkeys.
Earth.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're chatting with Glenn McDonald. He's just a man of many talents. He does so many things. He's in like 4 different bands. He runs an open mic night. He did a little like kids sing-along TV show. I want to talk about your 2021 album. It just has a very interesting name, and you have a bit of a lore in your Spotify bio with this too. The Adventures of Chuck Munga. Tell me a little bit about who is this? What is this Chuck Munga?
Well, Chuck Munga is a part of all of us, I think. Deep down, we all have a little bit of Mr. Chuck Mangy inside us. Honestly, it was a word. Me and my friend Logan would walk around when we were in grade 10 and try to make up words just by uttering gibberish, and Chuck Munga stuck through the years. And it's now a thing that I still say.
Oh, that's too funny. And you have a whole album, like I said, called Adventures of Chuck Manga came out in 2021. Why don't you tell me a bit about that album just kind of as a whole?
Mm-hmm. So it's my second try at just doing a kind of a living room recording. I recorded it all by myself with a blue Yeti mic on my computer. And it was mostly just because I really want to record music more. I think it's one of my favorite things about playing music is really getting down into it and looking at the nuances of songs and planning all the parts and getting to do it by myself in the sense where I can kind of just play all the instruments and do whatever I want. It's really fun. And so they were just some old songs I'd had kicking around that I threw together and put out an album. So yeah, just kind of a fun experiment sort of thing.
I love that. And I'm totally with you. There's definitely a different vibe between like recording yourself and recording in the studio. I've talked to a lot of artists on the show here, and it's really nice when you have the ability to record yourself at home, because then you can take as much time as you need to record, mix, and produce that song. Whereas obviously when you're in a studio, you're paying by the clock.
Yes, every minute counts. And it does create for a bit more of an anxious situation, but it also means that usually people are hopefully more prepared when they get into the studio, which is good to be prepared.
Absolutely. So a couple of songs I want to talk about off the album here. One of them was called Alcohol and Acid. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Well, that song is actually about, it's a metaphor for my relationship with Jesus. I'm just kidding. I was high on acid and drinking alcohol and wrote a song about it. And then there it is. And now I kind of sometimes think, oh, I hope my mom doesn't listen to this. But yeah, that's a bit more of, as I said, a foray into some more electronic stuff. Yeah, both albums that I've released on Spotify have just kind of been a fun experiment in learning how to record music mostly. So some of the songs are a bit silly, like Alcohol and Acid.
I love that. But some of your songs are, even though like your funny songs are still beautiful, but some of them I feel like have also just a really beautiful, you're a great storyteller in general, I think. And so one of the songs that really jumped out to me was Raining in Victoria off of that album. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Victoria is a very rainy place in the winter, and the pavement shines every time it rains when you're downtown, all of the glimmering lights and all of the people. And I just thought that was a really beautiful image to touch on. And I wrote it when I was pretty freshly moved to Victoria. So it was nice to conjure these images and such inside me and then try to write a song about it. And it's ended up becoming a favorite among some of my friends, which brings me great joy.
Honestly, it is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful song. And so, I mean, we did kind of touch base about it earlier. You're originally from Edmonton and then moved to Victoria. So one of the other songs I want to talk about quick, and then we'll spin them all here, is the song called Edmonton, a 2020 single. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wrote that. I just moved to Victoria. I'd been there for probably about 6 or 7 months, and I just got a little bit homesick, funnily enough. But I was feeling homesick. I was missing the art scene in Edmonton. I do have a soft spot for the winter sometimes. I do miss the snow and the cold to an extent. And I just felt that Edmonton is a huge part of who I am as a person and an artist. And I should honor the city that I came from by writing a song about it.
Absolutely beautiful. We're going to spin those handful of songs here. We got Alcohol and Acid and Raining in Victoria off of Glenn's 2021 album, Adventures of Chuck Manga, and then Edmonton, his 2020 single. And then when we come back, you're in a bunch of bands, so we're going to spin and talk about some of the songs from those guys.
These things are killing me. These things are putting me to shame. These things are costing me money. They're kinda keeping me from a complaint. Alcohol and acid. Alcohol and acid. These things will rattle. Count my dollars, then galvanize cerebral rage. These things have been known to make me go insane, but I like the jagged altitude. It burns my eyes, it fills the rooms. 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 It burns my eyes, it fills the rooms.
No!
Alcohol and acid. Alcohol and acid. pavement it shines at night when it's raining in Victoria. The ghosts all come outside. You can see them on the corner. There's nowhere to run or hide. It just might transform ya. I know those faces, I know their names. When it's raining in Victoria, I've got some friends up in Borden Head, where there just ain't no tomorrow. I ride my bike, 'cause there's a lane. It fills the cars with an epic sorrow. I'm flying now, I feel no pain. It's a picturesque euphoria. I heard a calling, it was my name. Now it's raining in Victoria. There was a time when I would sing about mountains and the future, stay up all night and do cocaine. I was always gonna loser. Summer storms, prairie skies, the soulless chains of winter. I have a face, I have a name, and it's raining in Victoria. Plain road in the winter time. Driving on snow, seeing cold eyes. But I don't mind. I don't. By my home, it's near my home in Edmonton. People around here say it's a wet cold. But how could I know?
ran away from Edmonton.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Glenn McDonald, just an amazing storyteller. I'm going to say kind of like a folk musician, if we're going to put it in a genre, but it's just chill and beautiful, sometimes kind of fun and funny. But you are a man of many talents. You're in a ton of bands. One of them is Baby Boy and the Earthly Delights, and you just released a single from them not too long ago that was Javi Was a Good Man. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song and that band?
Yeah. So Baby Boy and the Earthly Delights are actually originally from Edmonton as well. Ryan Hook, well, Edmonton. Ryan is from St. Albert, but we'll just say he's from Edmonton. But so Ryan has been in this band, Baby Boy, with kind of a bit of a revolving door of musicians over the years, but he moved to Victoria, and now we've got a new version of the band with some amazing local talent. And we just released a new single called Havy. I think it's a silent J, or however you want to go about it. Yeah. So we recorded that with some help from some members of the Steadies, another Edmonton group. They helped mix and master and produce some of that. And yeah, so we've got a music video out for Havy as well. Please check out the music video. It's lovely.
Very cool. Very cool. And another band I think you're in, right? Is it KSAR? Or is it just Kassar?
It's Kassar, but it's open to interpretation. We have many different pronunciations that we hear on the road. Yeah, that band has been taking up a lot of my time. The band leader is Aaron Coburn, and he's an incredible songwriter and musician. And so we've got a group of excellent talent in Victoria learning his songs. And we did quite a lot of gigs this summer. We played a few festivals all over BC and one in Alberta, Wainstock, if you've heard of it. It was a blast. In the Alberta Badlands. Yeah.
I wanted to go to Wainstock. Paris Pick was also on that lineup. And her partner, Damien Albus. Oh my God. Have you seen Paris Pick and Damien live yet? Did you see them at Wainstock?
I don't think I did.
Oh man, they are so freaking good. They are mind-blowingly amazing. Like, they're good recorded, but I saw them live when they came to Edmonton and they played with the Denim Daddies, and they literally shattered my entire existence with how good they were.
Wow. All the talent at Wainstock, I was blown away by. Every act that I saw was so amazing and awesome. I was really proud and privileged to be there and play alongside those amazing musicians.
Awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about the Kassar song, We Are Alive? That's the one we're going to spin in just a couple minutes here.
Yeah, thank you. That song is called We Are Alive. The title is about what the song is about. It's about being alive and kind of the ebbs and flows and of that, and the difficulties that we face being alive, but also the great joy that we get to experience while doing it. And sometimes it's a good reminder in the humdrum of life and society that we are here and we're alive and we got to make the best of it in any chance we get. I hope you like the accordion because it's in there.
I did like the accordion.
Aaron had his accordion in the back of his car and somebody tragically broke into it. But then when he went and found the broken window, there was two accordions in there.
Awesome. Well, one more song we're going to spin in this little handful of songs here. And I don't think you're in this band, but you did send the song to me. And I thought it was just an absolutely beautiful song, was Leaving Chattanooga from Braden Gates.
Yes, Braden Gates is local Edmonton legend and dear, dear friend of mine. I am in awe of his musical ability anytime we get together. Him and I are going to a jam on Sunday, and I haven't seen him in a long time, and I'm very, very excited. But I admire Braden Gates in every sense of the word as a human being, and also for his insane musical ability to play not only the fiddle, but the guitar and the lap steel, and his voice just makes my heart tremble.
Beautiful. We are going to spin a handful of songs. We got Havy Was a Good Man from Baby Boy and the Earthly Delights. We got We Are Alive from Kassar and Leaving Chattanooga from Braden Gates.
I bought them on a Tuesday. was a good man, but he always had a wicked mind. And if he had a good friend, he never wanted him to lie to his guys. Ooh, Ivy was a good, good man until he walked the walk. Take a life. He'd sell that soul to make a dime. Ooh, Javi was a good, good man until he walked the rock. I'm sweating through my t-shirt in the thickness of the heat. I take it off and wring it out to dry. The tall boys at the fuel stop are as tempting as they're cheap. Takes everything I have to walk by. All of my strength, every ounce, picking up a rock, trying to make it bounce. With all of the courage that I can find, I'm leaving Chattanooga as fast as I arrived. Leaving Chattanooga. Annie plays a flute in a traveling bluegrass band. The traditionalists are slow to understanding, and as she gets to soling on the mule skin of blues, saves her best for the landing. All of her strength, every inch of her soul, she can play her way out of the bottom of the hole. With all of the courage that she can find, she's leaving Chattanooga as fast as she arrives. Back of the bus smells of urine and Febreze. I got a belly full of Waffle House eggs. Just a nip now would have me feeling like the king of Tennessee. Hell, even just a chance to stretch my legs. All of my strength, every muscle and bone, sitting on a ground, feeling all alone. With all of the courage that I can find, I'm leaving Chattanooga as fast as I arrive. Leaving Chattanooga. Leaving Chattanooga.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Glen McDonald, just a wonderful storyteller and beautiful musician out of Victoria, originally from Edmonton, but he left Edmonton and I respect that. I'm a little bit jealous. I want to talk about one of your earlier songs. I do believe your first one on Spotify. It's a long one too, but a beautiful song. King of Bad Decisions. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a throwback. I haven't listened to or thought about that song in quite a long time, but it was the first song that I recorded about 5 years ago in Victoria with a recorder and producer named Wynne Gogol. The backstory of the song is in my younger days, my dad, well, one of his nicknames for me was the King of Bad Decisions because I, at one point in my life, made many of them. I've slowed down a little bit now, which is something I'm thankful for. But yeah, the song is called King of Bad Decisions, but the original impetus for the song was a good friend of mine was speaking about how they didn't really want to be alive anymore. And that made me feel an array of emotions. And I wanted to write a song for them about it. And then the chorus ends it up being about how they shouldn't take advice from me because I'm the king of bad decisions, but I really just want them to be alive and hang out with me.
We'll spend that one in just a couple minutes here. But first, I want to talk about another song quick off of your first album that you got on Spotify there. I had to take a double look at the album title because originally I had written down Everything Happens for a Reason, but that is not the album title. It is Everything Happens for a Raisin.
Everything does happen for a raisin. Didn't you know that?
Why did you tell me a bit about that album?
Well, that album, like the second one I released, was more just me getting in touch with recording stuff by myself. I had never done it before, and it's something that I wanted to learn more about doing and think that it's important to just release stuff, even if you don't really know what you're doing when you make some of it. So some of the songs on there are a bit wonky, but I think a couple ended up being pretty good. One of my favorites on the album is probably Evil Laugh, which is the last song of the album. It ended up coming together nicely. Most of the percussion and things on that album for any song is just me hitting my hand on my coffee table or hitting like a tambourine or something like that. So it's a pretty DIY album. A few of the songs turned out pretty okay, I think.
I think so too. And what were you saying about the album art?
So the album art is from a local Edmonton character who I've always loved. His artist name is Kaz Islam on Instagram. And him and I worked at IGA together many, many moons ago. Shout out to Andy's IGA, RIP. But yeah, I wanted to hire and pay an artist to make album art because it's the right thing to do. And I wanted a picture of a film noir raisin man. And I got it.
Boy, did you ever. I honestly love the album title, just a raisin smoking a cigarette. It's kind of hilarious.
Well, thank you.
We're going to spin Good Intentions off of that album. But before we do, do you want to tell me a little bit about that song?
About the song Good Intentions. Yeah. So it's kind of just about in life. I think that as long as a person has good intentions, that they can't go too far off the road. And I know that they say that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but I just was kind of thinking about that idea that as long as I start every day with intentions that are good, that hopefully good things will begin happening to me.
That's a good train of thought, I think.
Well, and good things have happened, so it's been nice.
I love to hear that. I really do. We're going to spin Good Intentions off of the album Everything Happens for a Raisin, the 2020 album, and then also King of Bad Decisions. And then when we come back, unfortunately, we do have to wind down the episode a little bit, but I do have one more song we'll talk about before we go.
Don't take my thinking about breaking myself, like I see it in the streets. Pandora's box, like the old days, cocaine serendipity. Reduce it to a single problem, just a mouth to feed. I'm thinking about breaking myself. Spin the wheel, try to have a good time. Operation deceit. This apparition is setting the bar high with quiet intensity. Oh. Adversity. Oh, these good intentions got the best of me. The end of August in the morning. That somber ray of light. It's a funny thought to think, missing Edmonton. I've been there all my life. Got the best of me.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. We were chatting with Glenn McDonald, just a wonderful storyteller, a good dude, a great musician, a man of many talents. And I want to talk about one more song before we go. And this was the one that the other day literally stopped me in my tracks when I was just listening to my random Canadian music playlist on shuffle. And I was like, wow, the song is amazing. It's your 2023 single, Tear For Me, ... Tell me about that song.
Well, yeah, the ... question mark are more just me being a little bit silly. But that was a that is a song about a person I loved who was moving away, and it was the end of our love together. And I think that that's always a theme that many artists have touched on, is the loss of love in their lives. But that is a song that I'm happy you're going to play. I got a little bit better at recording by the time I recorded this one. So you've heard a few of my testers, and now I think I'm a little bit more proud of the production behind this one. So that's good. So I hope you enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm sure everybody else will, because like I said, that one, it absolutely stopped me in my tracks, and I was like, oh my god, this song is beautiful.
Well, thank you, Tora.
We're gonna spin it right away here, but before we do, is there anything else, Glenn? You are doing so much all the time, I feel like, but is there anything we should be keeping an ear out on you for?
Kassar is in the process of releasing much more songs, so keep your ears peeled for that, and I'm also getting in the process of, with a good friend friend of mine, Thomas Sokolov. We're going to begin recording some of my songs in his studio. I've been itching to record more of my own music. I've been playing in bands for so long, playing the bass all the time, that I really miss singing and playing guitar and writing songs. And I believe that I will release these songs under a different name, though, because it's not just me doing it by myself. It would be me and Thomas. So I'll send you all the info when that stuff exists.
Yay! Thank you so much. Honestly, I can't wait to hear that, because just, I've known you for quite a few years now, and being able to watch and hear your progression as a musician has been just a wonderful journey to just take a backseat on and just watch you grow into this wonderful human being. I mean, you were a wonderful human being when I first met you. You were absolutely hilarious and the light of every shift I ever worked. But just seeing what you're doing now, it fills my heart so much. So thank you so much, Glenn, for taking some time to come on this podcast and tell us all about your song.
It's my pleasure. And you were the light of my shifts when we worked together, too. We had a lot of fun together. I miss those days.
We really did have a lot of fun.
Maybe a little bit too much fun sometimes. A lot of fun and not a lot of working, maybe.
Okay, but in our defense, we were street teamers for a radio station. Our sole job was to have fun and spread fun. Awesome. Well, thank you again, Glenn, so much for coming on. This is Tear for Me, Glenn McDonald's 2023 single.
Thank you so much, Tor. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Smoke, it fills the sky. It's a clockwork game, this old world way I think, and the years, they're rolling on by. Packing your bags, I see. Shed a little tear for me. We've made a trade. All the love for all this grief, all this stuff. Stars, how's this love? It ain't make believe. Packing your bags, I see.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.